Alvarado. Among those responding to Coronado's successful urging of the Cebolans to spread word of his arrival and good intention were Representative Xumsiquic, a place we currently know as Pecos, New Mexico. Pecos National Historic Park, 25 miles southeast of Santa Fe via US 25, preserves the ruins of two Spanish mission churches, which sit above the unexcavated ruins of Xumsiquic, a multi-story communal pueblo dwelling once housing 2,000, and which, when still visible, was a landmark on the Santa Fe Trail. This was on the direction of Acoma, which Marco de Niza had earlier reported hearing of. So, on August 29th of 1540, 4 days after Cárdenas left for the west, Hernando de Alvarado left Jauica for the east. And as with Cárdenas, Coronado gave him 80 days and about 20 troops. Guiding them were the Pecos natives. And though the way was more difficult than customary Indian routes, Alvarado wanted to see Acoma. After meeting people from Acoma, who descended from their Sky Island city to greet them and exchange gifts, Alvarado continued east until making camp at the southernmost of the Tiwish pueblos, landing the Rio Grande north of present-day Albuquerque. Representatives arrived to greet them, and Alvarado responded by proceeding up the Rio Grande, pueblo by pueblo, as far as Taos. After returning to the southern point, Alvarado sent word to Coronado that things looked good and was guided to Xumsiquic, close to modern Pecos. Here, the troops rested a few days. Even then, the Pecos locale was significant, serving as a gateway for Pueblo Indians going hunting on the Buffalo Plains. As historian Herbert Bolton notes on his book, Coronado, Knights of Pueblos and Plains, it was a passage for war and trade between the Pueblos and Plains tribes, and would serve as a portal through the mountains for these explorers and later traders and buffalo hunters, for St. Louis caravan traders traveling to Santa Fe, for pioneer Anglo-American settlers, for Civil War armies, and eventually for the railroad connecting east to west. It was here that the Tiwish guides, who had brought them this far, handed over the slaves they had captured from more eastern plains tribes so as to provide guides for Alvarado's trek farther east. And heading east, Alvarado and company became the first Europeans to see the American bison. At the eastern end of Alvarado's green line on the map, while traveling east along Canadian River, one of the slaves, called by the Spanish Turk, because he looked like one, they said, stated that if they would go northeast, they would find the rich country called Quivira. This was a Turk's ploy to get back home and hopefully freedom. He reported having had a gold bracelet that his captor had taken from him. As Alvarado's allotted time was nearly up anyway, and excited about the prospect of gold, he turned about and returned to Xumsiquic, intent on seeking the bracelet as proof of what the Turk claimed. As the Turk's captors could not present it, Alvarado took the two representatives and their two slaves by force back to Tiwish. By then, Coronado, having concluded Tiwish would be a better base than Cibola, had sent Cárdenas to set things up. With winter coming on and the Indians ill-prepared to accommodate so many uninvited guests, Cárdenas asked the natives to vacate the pueblo of Alcanfor. Alvarado stopped here, like Cárdenas, to await the arrival of Coronado and the rest of the 300 troops. Coronado did not leave Jauica until Arellano had led most of the expedition from Sonora Valley to Jauica, where they could rest 20 days before following Coronado to Alcanfor. Following Coronado's footsteps from Sonora Valley, Arellano had found the natives along the way cooperative, testament to Coronado's good treatment towards them when he had passed by. But when Coronado arrived at Alcanfor in December, things were not as peaceful. The Alcanfor residents having to make do with 24-year-old Alvarado's takeover of their pueblo. And within a day of arriving, he permitted Alvarado to torture the Turk's captor for news and presentation of the golden bracelet, to no avail. Coronado and company spent the rest of the winter surviving, exacting help from the rest of the pueblos lining the Rio Grande and elsewhere nearby. Occasional battles were the result, and by spring, the natives had abandoned all 12 pueblos along the Rio Grande.
So, no. You don't want to hear what I'm thinking. Never mind.
With nothing to go on beside the Turks' phantasm of wealth and luxury living in Quivira, Coronado led the expedition east on April 23rd of 1541. Convinced, hopeful, and desperate to win the prize with a single, powerful blow, he massed all those at Alcanfor to march east. Castañeda, for these latter events, an eyewitness, states that the retinue included 1,000 horses, 500 cattle, 5,000 sheep, and 1,500 people, including entire Spanish families in Tiwesh cactus. Retracing Alvarado's way east, this expedition stopped at Siquique, modern-day Pecos, and left peaceably. Following the Turk, they proceeded further east, with the Turk occasionally moving on ahead and returning to guide them.